High School for game number two on our coverage here tonight of high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio. Boys game about to begin. Hastings High Tigers hosting the Beatrice Orangemen. So we're going to see a lot of orange and black on the floor here tonight. The colors of both of these schools, the Beatrice Orangemen, the Hastings High Tigers, boys high school basketball. Blaine Bulis with you. Hastings High coming into this game with two wins and three losses on the season. The Tigers lost at Seward and North Platte to start the season, then won two in a row on the road, winning at Holdridge 49-26 and at Columbus 47-46 on December the 13th, and then a loss last Saturday at York for the Tigers 41-31. The Tigers have scored 37 points a game. They've given up only 39, but they've scored at a 37-point clip this season, losing 41-31 in their last outing, led 11-10 after one, but the Tigers then in the middle two quarters scored only 7 points total, trailed 29-14 at the end of the second quarter at halftime, 38-18 at the end of three quarters, and the Tigers then beaten by 10, 41-31 in that contest as Tyler Rebarger scored 7 to lead the way. The Tigers at 2-3 on the year, and they have this is only their second home game of the season. Hastings High at 2-3 on the season, and the Tigers shooting only 33% from the floor this basketball season, 20% from three-point range. They average about 10 turnovers, not bad per game, force 13. The Tigers get out-rebounded by about 5 per contest and are outscored by 2 per contest so far this season. The Beatrice Orangemen and longtime coach Jim Weeks, guess what? Another real good, the way it looks, Beatrice Orangemen basketball team. You know they're well coached. Jim Weeks, one of the greats in the state of Nebraska, and he always puts out a basketball team that's probably one of those teams that's really never going to beat themselves. They're going to get if they get beat, it's going to be by the other team. They just flat out beating them. The Orangemen are 4-0 on the season. 8 seniors on this ball club, so it's a veteran outfit and looks to be another very good outfit. And the Orangemen have defeated Omaha Gross Catholic 61-47, Marysville, Kansas 75-32. They won at Crete 76-39, and last Saturday, their most recent outing at home, they beat Omaha Roncalli Catholic 72-42. So the Orangemen 4-0 on the season. They've scored in the 70s 3 times. They've not given up more than 47. So offensively and defensively, they look to be another very good Beatrice basketball team. It's time for the starting lineups. The starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Hastings High Tigers, we expect to see Patrick Opperman, 6'4" senior, 6 points, 4 rebounds per game. Mark Gooden, a 6'1" junior, 4 points, 2 rebounds per game. 6'2" senior Cade Welke, 5.2 points, 5.8 rebounds. Brady Menke, the 6 foot senior, 4 points, 2 rebounds per game. And Tyler Rebarger, the 6'1" junior, 7 points, 2.2 rebounds per game for Hastings High. For the Beatrice Orangemen, we expect to see Matt Fuhan, a 6'2" junior. Blake Ruiz, a 6'5" senior. Jordan Harlan, a 6'3" senior. And Trey Bardsley, a 5'9" senior. And Tandon Dorn, a 6 foot senior. They are expected to be the starters for the 4-0 Beatrice Orangemen. Starting lineups this evening have been brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC, and our thanks to Five Points Bank for their sponsorship of the starting lineups tonight and every night here on 1230 KHAS Radio. Let's take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the first quarter of action for you. Boys high school basketball coming up. Hastings High and Beatrice. We'll be back with the first quarter in 1 minute.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
The starting lineup's being introduced to the crowd here, and a good crowd on hand. Hastings High boys, the Beatrice boys here tonight. High school basketball here on 1230 KHAS radio. Beatrice Orangeman, Jim Weeks' ball club, 4-0, eight seniors on this ball club, and they start four seniors: Trey Bardsley, Blake Ruiz, Jordan Harlan, and Tandon Dorn, and one junior, Matt Fuhan. He's 6'2", so Fuhan 6'2", Ruiz 6'5", Harlan 6'3", Dorn 6', Bardsley 5'9", good height, and good offense, good defense for the Beatrice Orangemen. Hastings High will start three seniors and two juniors. Now, Patrick Opperman is in that starting lineup. Cade Welke, Brady Menke, Mark Gooden, and Tyler Rebarger, the junior. Gooden and Rebarger, the junior. We expect to see a lot of Ty Anderson, Eric Gavrick, Will Reimer, Sepper Duong for the Tigers, maybe Brogan Shea. The Tigers have gone 9 or 10 deep all season long, and we'll see what happens here tonight. And again, our thanks to Five Points Bank of Hastings for their sponsorship, starting lineups, and tonight all of our fine sponsors, high school basketball, on our family of stations of Platte River Radio. The only other local action tonight is St. Cecilia girls and boys playing at Sandy Creek. Hope to have that girls' final for you real soon. The boys' game to follow. Both those games on Platte River Radio's The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. So the Tiger Den is ready. The Tiger Band is ready. The cheerleaders are ready. Everybody's ready to go. A good crowd on hand for this boys' game. Waverly beat the Hastings High girls 46-21 in the girls' game here this evening. In the boys' game, Hastings High and Beatrice just about ready to tip off. The Tigers in their home white. They have the orange numerals, the black and orange trim. Beatrice, also orange and black. They have the black uniforms, the traveling uniforms, the orange and white trim. So the Tigers will shoot at the basket to our left. The orange men at the basket to our right. And boys high school basketball about ready to begin. The 6'5", Blake Ruiz will jump center against the Tigers' 6'2", Cade Welke, and here we go. Boys have high school basketball underway. The basketball in the air. The tip controlled by no one. Tipped out of bounds by Beatrice's Ruiz on the tip-off. Nobody could get to that basketball. And the Tigers will control, and they will throw it in on the far sideline. Inbounded. Opperman inbounds the ball, and the Tigers, Brady Menke controls, and man-to-man defense by the Beatrice Orangemen right in front of Coach Jim Weeks of Beatrice. The Tigers, Scott Rosno, will watch his team offensively here against this man-to-man defense. Menke dribbles the basketball in the corner. Gooden, the 17-footer in the air. Air ball, no good, tipped around, grabbed by the Vikings. They run in the front court, quickly into the front court. Tandon Dorn will drive, shoot, and score. Tandon Dorn with the field goal. Front court behind the defense, driving. Shot blocked there, right there. The shot put up by Cade Welke. Knocked out of bounds, but a foul going to be called on Jordan Harlan of the Beatrice Orangemen. And Tigers will go to the line, trailing here 2-0. The Tigers get it down the floor in a hurry. Cade Welke will shoot two for the Tigers. Cade, again, averaging 5 points, five rebounds per contest. Will shoot two here. Up with the left hand, up in the net, 2-1 Orangemen. First point of the night for Hastings High. 2-1, and Welke will throw up the second one. This one's in the air, and this one's up off the iron. No good. A grab by Ruiz. Blake Ruiz with the rebound. Outlet pass now to Tandon Dorn. T-A-N-D-O-N, Tandon, for the Beatrice Orangemen in the corner. No shot there for Trey Bardsley. Bardsley top of the key pass to Ruiz. Tigers in a man-to-man defense to start this one. Jordan Harlan with it. Top of the key to Bardsley. Left side to Dorn. Dorn to the baseline. Cut off there. Double team. Out of the pass inside to Fuhan. Ball tipped out now. Three-pointer in the air is long. No good by Bardsley. The long rebound comes to the Tigers. Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger for Hastings High across the timeline. Offensive zone to our left here at the Tigers. Dan, 6:47 to go. First quarter, 2-1 Beatrice over the Hastings High Tigers. Brady Menke with the ball. Again, man-to-man inside. Rebarger will shoot and score. The cut inside. Rebarger on the pass there will score. And the Tigers get their first lead at 3-2. Tandon Dorn, the 6-foot senior, controls the basketball for the Orangemen across the timeline. In the corner to Ruiz, the 6'5 Ruiz, lobs it inside to Fuhan, and an offensive foul called on Matt Fuhan trying to work that baseline. Offensive foul will give it to the Tigers on the turnover on the offensive foul. Pressure in the backcourt by Beatrice, 1-2-2 press in that backcourt. And the Tigers control, Rebarger with it. Got to move it up the floor. They do to Menke. Menke's still in the backcourt. Front court pass down to Welke underneath. All alone is Opperman. He will shoot and score. So the Tigers break that press with some good passing and score and lead 5-2 with 2 minutes gone in the ballgame. Front court, Bardsley. Cross court to Ruiz. Blake with it. Right side to Trey Bardsley, the 5'9 senior. Top of the key now to Harlan. Now to Dorn, gets a screen, 16-footer, bounces high off, no good, rebound by the Tigers, Mark Gooden. Good position there by Gooden. Gooden to Menke, long front court pass to Welke, knocked away from him and stolen out of there by Dorn. Turnover the first on the Tigers. Dorn drives, tipped away from him. Tigers try to save it, and they do. Nice save there by Welke to Opperman. Welke goes flying out of bounds, but saved it into Patrick Opperman, and the Tigers, Menke in the scoring zone. 5-2 Tigers, 5:18 to go first quarter. Hastings High with a lot of experience. And these guys all out on the floor played a lot last year for the Tigers. Menke, Rebarger were starters. Welke, Opperman, Mark Gooden played a lot last year too, so a good experience. There's a lob inside, picked off. Tigers turn it over. Beatrice on the run. Ruiz leads the break, stops inside the lane. Passes off. Shot put up is no good by Harlan, but he's whacked on the play. And Jordan Harlan will go to the line to shoot two for the Beatrice Orangemen. 5-2 Tigers, 4:59 to go. In the first quarter, 4:59. First foul on the Tigers. It's on Tyler Rebarger to the line to shoot two is Jordan Harlan. Harlan is 6'3 senior. He'll shoot a pair. 4:59 to go in period number one. Free throw up by Harlan is good. 5-3. First substitution. Eric Gavrick, 6'7 junior into the Tigers. Gavrick into the game. Out of the game for the first time, Cade Welke. So Gavrick, a 6'7 junior. Second free throw, nothing but the bottom of the net there by Harlan. And it's 5-4. First substitution for the Orangemen, Derek Faxon, a 5'10 senior. Again, 8 seniors on this roster of 11. 8 seniors for Beatrice. 5-4, Hastings High. Brady Menke backcourt to Tyler Rebarger. Front court pass to Opperman. Tigers break that press to Menke. Brady with it, deep in the right wing. We'll slow it up now. Top of the key to Gooden. Mark with the basketball left side. Now to Rebarger. Tyler goes to his left. Cut off there. Tipped out of bounds by Matt Fuhan. Fuhan. Coming into the game is going to be Scepter Duong, a 6-foot senior. Scepter Duong into the game for Hastings High. Mark Gooden goes out, so Duong in there for the first time. Scepter played last year for the Tigers. More in the JV, but he's in the game. Gets the basketball in the inbounds pass. Tigers lead 5-4, 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Gavrick, top of the key, left side to Duong. Scepter with it to Brady Menke. Menke, top of the key to Rebarger. Right side to Duong. Scepter with it. Man-to-man defense by both these teams tonight, and good tight man-to-man defense. Duong with it to the free throw line. Now to Rebarger. 20 feet away, left side to Duong. After Duong, now to Gavrick, right. Top of the key now to Menke. The Tigers run this motion offense against this man-to-man defense. Menke slows up, now heads for the hoop. Lost control, tipped away from him. Coming out of there with it is Tandon Dorn into the front court. In the corners, Bardsley. into the lane, stops there. Bounce pass now to Faxon. And Beatrice will slow it up with 3:40 to go in period number one. Right side is Blake Ruiz, the 6'5 senior, to the baseline. Between the leg, dribble, spins inside, puts up a runner from five, bounces over the rim, no good. Rebounded by Mankey, outlet pass to Rebarger. Tigers run from right to left. Front court, Duong. Scepter stops and pops from 18, good. Scepter Duong with the field goal, 7-4 Tigers. Back court, it's Tannen Dorn. Passes it now to Fuyan. There's a three from the wing, going to be short by Ruiz. Bounces out of bounds off a Tiger. Tigers can't control that missed shot on the rebounding attempt. 3:10 to go, first quarter. Cade Welke will check back in for the Tigers. And Jordan Harlan, the starter, back in for Beatrice. Opperman out, and Welke in for the Tigers, leading 7-4. Beatrice inbounds. Pulling it in is Dorn. Looks for someone, looks. Finally does long to Bardsley, and a whistle as Trey gets the ball, and he's fouled. On the Tigers, Eric Gavrik. First foul of the game on Gavrik. Ty Anderson in for the first time for the Tigers, 6'2 senior. Somebody's got to go out. First rest for Brady Menke with 3:09 to go first quarter, 7-4, Hastings over Beatrice. Period number one, high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Underneath pass, a nice play underneath. Blake Ruiz there with the easy field goal. 7-6, Tigers by one. Tigers not looking there as Ruiz sneaks behind the defense, gets the pass and scores. Tiger basketball, Duong front court. Scepter with it to Ty Anderson. Left side to Rebarger. Top of the key to Ty Anderson. Gets a screen but no shot. Ty with it. To Duong. Scepter with a lob inside to Gavrik. Puts it up with the right hand and good. Gavrik with the field goal. His first, and it's 9-6 Tigers as they work the offense there. Shot underneath. Gavrik scores. 9-6. Top of the key for three. Bars. They're going to be off the iron. No good. Off of Beatrice. Hand grab by Gavrik. Eric gives it up to Duong. Duong in the backcourt. To Rebarger, front court, Scepter Duong's 18-footer, off, no good. In the corner, trying to save it is Gavrik. He does, but it goes to Ruiz, and he's fouled in the backcourt. Gavrik saved it for the Tigers, but it went to Beatrice's Blake Ruiz. Ruiz was near the timeline, and Anderson going for the basketball, bumped Ruiz in the foul on Anderson. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, 9-6 Tigers, basketball. Tannen Dorn for Beatrice, front court. Trey Bardsley to Fuyan, to Bardsley, deep in the left corner. Trey with it to Fuyan, tipped away by Welke. He runs it down in the backcourt, turnover. Nice steal there to Anderson, shot up and good, and he is fouled. Assist, steal, assist, Welke, basket Anderson, and he's fouled on the play. Ty Anderson with the basket and one, 11-6, Tigers' biggest lead. 13 foul on Beatrice. That foul called on Jordan Harlan, his first. Gavrik goes out. Rebarger goes out. Patrick Opperman back in. Brady Menke in for the Tigers. First appearance also for Will Reimer, a 5'10 junior for Hastings High. Duong also goes out of the game. Anderson to try for this three-point play. Ty's free throw is up. It's good. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Three-point play. 12-6. Tigers with their biggest lead, with 1:37 to go here in period number one. So Opperman, Menke, Welke, Reimer, and Anderson on the floor for Hastings High. 1:35, clock runs first quarter. Tigers by 6, 12-6. On court, it's Dorn. Left side for the Beatrice Orange with the basketball. It's Harlan, drives to the baseline all the way to the hoop, and he scores, and he's fouled on the play. Make that Zach Decker. Zach Decker into the game, drives, shoots, scores, and he's fouled. 12-8 Tigers. Decker good to go to the line to try to complete this three-point play. Decker, a 6'1 junior. Foul called on Cade Welke, his first, team's fourth free throw line. Zach Decker for Beatrice. In and out, no good. Opperman rebound for the Tigers. 12-8 Hastings High. 1:15 to go, first quarter. Front court, Brady Menke for the Tigers. Calls out a play. The Tigers work against this man-to-man Beatrice defense. Opperman with it. Patrick to Welke at the free throw line. Welke still in the lane. Back out to Menke. Brady with the ball. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Brady Menke to his right. Pass underneath to Welke. Fakes but has no shot. Back out to Menke. To the free throw line. Now to Opperman. 18-footer. Off, no good. A battle on the baseline. Grabbed by two Tigers and they travel. Welke and Anderson both had it. Neither could control. Tigers called for the travel. Jordan Harlan back in for Beatrice. Going out, Matt Fuyan. Beatrice basketball, 12-8, Hastings High. 46 seconds to go. Spirited first quarter. Tigers having a good first quarter. Led 12-6. It's now 12-8. Front court, it's Tandon Dorn. Dorn now to Ruiz in the lane. Whistle. Blocking foul of the Tigers. Tiger hits the deck, but a foul called on Hastings High. Patrick Opperman picks up the foul, his first. Team's fifth. Beatrice to throw it in underneath their own basket. Tandon Dorn. 34 seconds to go in the quarter. Dorn inbounds to Ruiz. Baseline. Shot up. Rolls off. No good. Tipped around and out of bounds. Off of an Orangeman. And it'll be Tiger basketball with 30 seconds to go. The Tigers can control if they see fit for the final shot here with the four-point lead. Backcourt Menke. Menke with the ball. Pass to Reimer. To Anderson. To Reimer. To Menke. And they get it across the timeline. Just in time there. To Welke. 13 seconds to go to Opperman. Tipped away. And the Orangemen come out of there with the Tigers. Turn it over for the fifth time. With 7 seconds to go across the timeline is Bardsley for Beatrice with three. Takes the three in the air. Off the iron. No good. Grabbed by Opperman. And that's the end of the first quarter. After one quarter, good first quarter for Hastings High. The Tigers 12. The Orangemen 8. Back with period number 2 in 30 seconds.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. One quarter played here. Hastings High boys 12, Beatrice 8. Tigers fell behind 2-0, grabbed the lead at 3-2. They've led since. Got the lead up to 6, 12-6 with 1:37 to go. Field goal by the Orangemen, the last points of the first quarter. 12-8 Hastings High after one. 3 points for Ty Anderson, two apiece. Sceptre Duong, Eric Gavrick, Tyler Rebarger, and Patrick Opperman, and one free throw by Cade Welke. 2 points apiece for Ruiz, Dorn, Harlan, and Decker for the Orangemen. 5 turnovers, Hastings, 1 on Beatrice, 2 out of 3 from the line for the Tigers, 2 out of 3 from the line for Beatrice. Beatrice basketball to start the second quarter. Tandon Dorn controls, Tigers by 4. Bardsley also out there. Ruiz, Fuyan, and he has the ball in the lane, fakes, shoots, scores. Right there. Pat Fuyan with his first bucket of the game. 12-10 Tigers. Last 4 scored by Beatrice. Menke, Opperman, Rebarger, Welke, and Gooden for the Tigers on the floor. Welke at the free throw line to the baseline to Rebarger. Dribbles it back out behind the 3-point arc. Tyler gives up his dribble. Pass inside to Welke. Whistle. Shove on one of the Beatrice Orangemen. Fourth team foul on Beatrice. Non-shooting situation. Jordan Harlan picks up his second foul. Fourth team foul. 7:23 to go. Into the game, Zach Decker, the 6'1 junior for Harlan. Harlan picks up his second foul, so he will sit down early here in period number 2. Inbounded to Welke. Cade with it in the right corner for Hastings High. Up by 2 here early in period number 2. Left wing now, it's Opperman. Man-to-man defense by the Beatrice Orangemen. Gooden with it to Menke, right side. To Rebarger, inside to Welke, bounce pass to Gooden, can't control it on the baseline as Mark Gooden was alone there but couldn't control. 6 Hastings High turnover. I have Beatrice with only one. And down it to Tandon Dorn, the 6-foot senior. He's the one that controls the basketball for the Orangemen into the front court for the orange and black of Beatrice. To Bardsley, the 5'9 senior. To Decker, to Ruiz, right wing. Lob inside for Fuyan. He will shoot and score, and he's fouled. 2 straight buckets for Matt Fuyan. He has 4. He'll go to the line and try to put the Orangemen back in the lead. going inside. So going inside now in this second quarter to Fuyon. He has two straight field goals with 6'2" junior Fallon Patrick Opperman is first. Fuyon will try to put the Orangeman into the lead, and he misses in and out. We're tied at 12 with 6:45 to go first half. Menke front court to Gooden underneath to Welke. Baseline pass to Rebarger. Fakes, puts it up off the run off the glass, and good. Nice shot there by Tyler Rebarger. He has four. Tigers back in the lead, 14-12. Front court, Tandon Dorn for Beatrice. Double teamed in the corner. Goes through that to Bardsley. Looks left, goes right. Pass in the corner, Ruiz. He heads for the hoop. Puts up the runner and scores. Blake Ruiz quickly to the bucket and scores to tie the game at 14 and a quick timeout. Scott Rosno and Hastings High. We'll take one with 6:18 to go, first half. Hastings 14, Beatrice 14, back in 30 seconds.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Hastings High School, there's a turnover on each team. The Tigers turn it over on the steal. Blake Ruiz walks on the other end of the floor for Beatrice, so neither team has scored out of that timeout. It's still 14-14, 6:03 to go. Hastings High and Beatrice in a good one here at the Tiger Den. 14-14 tie. Period number two, Menke front court for the Tigers. Tough man-to-man defense by Beatrice. Tigers work their motion offense. It's Rebarger. Goes to his right to the baseline. A whistle and a push on Beatrice. Non-shooting situation on the 15 foul on the Orangeman. Foul call on Blake Ruiz. That's his first. Tigers will play it in on the underneath their basket. They're at Hastings High's Tiger Den. Brady Menke will throw it in. He looks. He lobs it into Opperman. Tipped away from him and stolen by Dorn. Dorn will get it into the front court. Eighth turnover on the Tigers. Tandon Dorn, top of the key to Bardsley, left alone for three and bottom of the net. Trey Bardsley with the three, his first field goal of the game. 17-14, Beatrice right back in the lead. 17-14. Orangeman with the three-point lead. Long three by Rebarger, going to be an air ball way short and wide. Saving it as Welke, but no, says the official, it's out of bounds. So the Tigers there throw up the errant three, 17-14. Quickly into the game, Eric Gavrik, Scepter Duong, and Ty Anderson for the Tigers. Welke goes out, Rebarger goes out, Gooden goes out. So Gavrik, Anderson, Duong, Menke, and Opperman for the Tigers. 5:15 to go, second quarter, 17-14 Orangeman. But they've scored the last 5 points here to go up by three. Blake Ruiz, the 6'5 senior, controls the basketball. Top of the key to Bardsley in the right corner. Trey with it. The left-handed dribbles now between the legs at the free throw line now on the left wing. Driving Ruiz, but the officials say travels first. Turnover Ruiz. Derek Faxon back in there for the Orangeman, the 5'10 senior. Travel there on Ruiz. Turnover Beatrice. Basketball to the Tigers. Down by three, 17-14. 4:50 to go, period number two. Beatrice 4-0 in the year. Hastings High 2-3. Tiger basketball, front court Anderson to Opperman. Bob inside to Gavrik. 6'7 Gavrik turns, shoots, partially deflected. No whistle, goes to Bardsley. So the deflection there on the block. Bardsley goes to his right. 16-footer, good. Nice move to his right. Quick first step. Bardsley with five straight points. 19-14. Seven straight by the Orangemen. They lead 19-14. Top of the key, Opperman. 4:12 to go, second quarter. Opperman tipped away from him. Patrick runs it down. Timeout, Hastings High once again. 4:08 to go. Tigers trail it here now. 19-14, Beatrice. 4:08 to go, second quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. Blaine Bulis with you. High school boys basketball here tonight. 4:08 to go in the second quarter. It's 19-14 Beatrice. The Orangemen on a 7-point run. Tigers have the basketball. And they need to break this streak by the Orangemen. Inbounded Menke to Scepter Duong. Scepter with it. To Opperman, top of the key, man-to-man Beatrice defense. He hands the ball to Menke. Brady with it. Orangemen come off a screen, and the 6'5 Ruiz guards Menke. Tigers run their offense here. Opperman with it. Patrick to Ty Anderson. Goes to his left to the free throw line in the lane. 13-footer is going to be partially deflected. The foul called on the Orangemen. Zach Decker picks up the foul. Sixth team foul, but Ty Anderson fouled in the act there. Will shoot two for Hastings High. 3 points for Anderson, a three-point play in that first quarter. He'll shoot two here. The Tigers with only one field goal with 3:38 to go here in period number two. Anderson to shoot two. This one's up, and it is good by Ty. He has four. 19-15, so that breaks the seven-point run by the Orangemen. Back in the game at Fuyan. Out of the game, Zach Decker for the Orangemen. 19-15, Beatrice. Second free throw by Anderson, short off the iron. No good, Fuyan with the rebound. To Dorn, Tandon Dorn controls that basketball every time up and down the floor for Beatrice. Right side is Faxon, and a whistle as Fuyan hits the deck, and a foul on the Tigers. Going to work through a screen there, Hastings High, the way it looked. A foul going to be called on Eric Gavrik. Eric picks up that foul. Two, Gavrik, and the 17 foul on the Tigers. So to the free throw line for the 1-1 is going to be Matt Fuyan. He has 4 points all this quarter. Free throw up. Good, earns the bonus. 5 for Fuyan. 20-15, Orangemen. Will Reimer, Tyler Rebarger in. Ty Anderson, Brady Menke out for the Tigers. Matt Fuyan will throw up the second. This one's up. This one's in and out. No good. Opperman with the board for the Tigers. 20-15. Beatrice by 5. 7-point run this quarter, fueling the visitors from southeast Nebraska. Gavrik to the free throw line. To Reimer, right side. To Rebarger. To Duang. Scepter with it. To Opperman. Takes the three from the wing. Off the iron, no good. Long rebound to the near sideline. Tipped out of bounds off of a Tiger. It will be Beatrice basketball. Orangemen by 5. 3:04 to go here before halftime. Beatrice outfit will be over at the Aurora Holiday Tournament next Thursday and Friday. Joining St. Cecilia, Aurora, Norfolk Catholic, and a great four-team tournament, boys and girls. We'll have the St. Cecilia games for you on Platte River Radio's right here, 1230 KHAS, next week. Underneath, Beatrice tries to say what they do. A nice fake and score underneath the basket. Derek Faxon with a nice fake and basket. 22-15. Orangemen get their biggest lead of 7. Front court, Will Reimer. Lob inside to Opperman. Double team there and a whistle. Foul going to be called on the Orangemen. Opperman will go to the line for Hastings High. One in bonus coming up. Foul whistled on Derek Faxon, his first. And Patrick Opperman will go to the line for the 1-1 for the Tigers. Trailing 22-15 with 2:36 to go in the quarter. Zach Decker back in for the Orangemen. Going out. Decker going out as the free throw is up and good by Opperman. He earns the bonus, 22-16. Patrick makes the first two and makes the second. 4 points for Opperman, 22-17. Cade Welke in, Patrick Opperman out for Hastings High. Also in the game for the Tigers for the first time, Brogan Shea. He's a 6'4 senior, so Brogan into the game. Tigers down by five, 22-17. And controlling the basketball is Trey Bardsley, the senior for Beatrice. Into the front court, goes inside the lane. Nice quick step there underneath. Pass back out. It's going to be too strong. It'll go behind the timeline. And Beatrice can't save a turnover number four on the Orangemen. So Fulion got pinned on the baseline and nowhere to go and passed it back out wide of the intended target and goes into the backcourt and the turnover on the Orangemen. Tiger basketball with 2:20 to go in the first half. Tigers down by five. They've led by as many as six, trailed by as many as seven in this quarter. Tiger basketball, Rebarger has it on the left wing. Top of the key, Dwang, Scepter with it to Rebarger, to Brogan Shea. To Scepter Dwang, goes to his left inside the lane, stops to Shea. He drives into the lane, lost control of it out of bounds, but it is off the Tigers. Shea, says the officials. Tigers turn it over for the ninth time. 1:55 to go in the half. Orangemen by 5, 22-17. In the backcourt, Fuyon inbounds to Bardsley. He'll bring it up for the orange and black of the Beatrice Orangemen and a whistle. And there is going to be a foul called on Scepter Dwang of Hastings High. He runs into a screen and whistles for the foul as Dwang. The Orangemen will go to the line. Brady Menke will check back in. Patrick Opperman for the Tigers with 1:48 to go. Fuyon back to the free throw line. Made a living there this quarter. One out of three from the line will have the 1-1. 5 points all this quarter by Fuyon. So Matt will eye this first. Beatrice by five. Free throw up and good, earning the bonus. Matt Fuyon, he has six all this quarter. And Fuyon will throw the second one up. And this one's going to be no good, missing the second free throw, trying to save it on the near sideline. As Beatrice, they cannot do it. It'll be the Tigers basketball on the missed free throw. Tiger basketball, Patrick Oppenheim will play it in. One out of two from the line there by Fuyon. 23-17. Beatrice with the lead in the Tiger basketball. Brady Menke in the front court for Hastings High School. Menke controls against this defense. There's a pass tip. Rebarger tries to save it. It goes to Menke. Menke for the Tigers underneath the basket. Out to Opperman. Patrick with it. Now to Rebarger, to Menke, to Opperman. Tigers control. Very patient here. Inside, and there's a foul going to be called on Tandon Dorn. Tigers will go to the line for the 1-1. 1:17 to go in the first half. So the Tigers will go to the line. It's going to be Brady Menke. Brady this evening has not scored. He'll shoot the one in bonus. Missed it. And Beatrice rebounds, and they have the basketball. Blake Ruiz front court to Bardsley, to Ruiz, to the free throw line in the lane. Dumps it off. Beatrice with the basketball. Ruiz has it. 1 minute to go in the first half. Blake Ruiz into the lane. Drives, puts up the shot. It'll roll in. Blake Ruiz with his point. 25-17. Biggest lead of the night. Now 8 points for Beatrice with 45 seconds to go. Rebarger to Opperman for Hastings High. Patrick with it. Left side to Menke. Brady Menke with the basketball. Left side to Opperman. Top of the key now to Rebarger, to Will Reimer, who's back in there with 30 seconds to go. Tigers down by eight. Menke with it. Motion offense here. Left side. Rebarger. Reimer. Rebarger. Goes to the baseline. Dishes back out to Opperman with 13 seconds to go. Cross court to Menke. Find it back, dribble. Pass going to be deflected. Bardsley with the steal. Quick hands there by Bardsley. He will drive all the way. Scoop shot up and good. Trey Bardsley with seven this quarter. 27-17 with final shot at the buzzer going to be well short by the Tigers. And Beatrice, with a 19-point quarter, outscores the Tigers 19-5. And we are at halftime. And the score at halftime, Beatrice 27, Hastings High 17. We'll talk about this second quarter and first half in 90 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Hastings High Den. Halftime of the boys' game tonight. Beatrice 27, Hastings High 17. Beatrice with a very good second quarter, outscoring the Tigers 19-5 after Hastings High led 12-8 after the first quarter of play. The Orangemen got the first 2 points of the game. Hastings High came back to score the next five, led 5-2. Tigers had their biggest lead of the night at 12-6 with 1:37 to go in the first quarter. The Orangemen scored the final two of the first quarter, 12-8 Tigers after one quarter. Looked good for the Tigers at that point, but the second quarter, pretty much all Beatrice. The Tigers led it 12-8. It was then 12-10. We were tied at 12. Hastings High then jumped out to a 14-12 lead. And at that point, the Orangemen go on a 7-point run. They led 19-14 before the Tigers could cut it to 19-15. Beatrice then scores 8 to the Tigers 2 the rest of the way in the second quarter. And Beatrice leads by 10, 27-17. Here at halftime. So a big 7-point run by the Orangemen, and they score 8 of the final 11 points of that the first half. And in fact, 15 out of the last 18 points in that second quarter go to the Orangemen. They now have a 10-point lead here at halftime, 27-17. And it was a run that was pretty quick in the making there by the Orangemen. They are just using their speed and quickness there to score some buckets and got 7 points in the quarter by Trey Bardsley and 6 by Matt Fuyon. Beatrice outscoring the Tigers 19-5 in the second quarter. Now leads at 27-17 here at halftime of this boys' high school game. For the Tigers, 4 points for Ty Anderson, 4 points for Tyler Rebarger, 4 points for Patrick Opperman, 2 points each for Septa Duong and Eric Gavrick, and 1 point for Cade Welke. Tigers 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. We have them with 10 first half turnovers. For the Orangemen, 7 for Trey Bardsley, all in the second quarter. 6 for Blake Ruiz. 6 for Matt Fuyon. Fuyon had all 6 in the second quarter. And 2 points apiece for Derek Faxon, Tandon Dorn, Jordan Harlan, and Zach Decker. The Orangemen, 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. And 4 first half turnovers. And 27 first half points. So Hastings High now trails it by 10. They led 12-6 after one, but Beatrice, a big second quarter, 7-point run, and they scored after being behind 14-12. The Orangemen outscored the Tigers 15-3 in the final part of period number two, including a seven-point run. And Beatrice leads it here at halftime by the score of 27-17 this evening. And Hastings High 2-3 on this basketball season. The Tigers will head to the conference tournament next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Lexington. And the Tigers' first-round game will be against Kearney next Wednesday night, December 28th, at 7:15. Win or lose, the Tigers play at 3:45 on Thursday. And then depending on what they do on Thursday, will determine their game on Friday. All the teams will play three games in that tournament, including the first round for the Tigers against Kearney next Wednesday, 7:15. All the games in the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference tournament in Lexington this year. And the Beatrice Orangemen, as we mentioned, will be in the Aurora Holiday Tournament next Thursday and Friday, the 29th and the 30th. That's going to be the tournament that St. Cecilia, Norfolk Catholic, Aurora, and Beatrice are in. Boys and girls will have the St. Cecilia games from that Aurora Holiday Tournament next Thursday and Friday, the 28th and the 29th, right here on 1230 KHAS Radio. And also on one of our stations, Platte River Radio, on 1550 KICS, we'll have the Adams Central basketball games at the Minden Holiday Tournament on the 29th and the 30th of this month. The Adams Central teams both play Minden in the first round next Thursday, the 29th of December, 4:30 for the girls, 6:15 for the boys. You can hear the Adams Central games at the Minden Holiday Tournament on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. So we are concluding our pre-Christmas broadcast coverage here tonight with high school basketball. I want to remind you, St. Cecilia playing tonight at Sandy Creek. The girls' game is now final, and St. Cecilia goes over to Sandy Creek and beats the Cougars. St. Cecilia girls 42, Sandy Creek 39 in the girls' final tonight. The boys' game underway. Those games can be heard on Platte River Radio's The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 FM. So we are at halftime of this boys' game tonight with Beatrice leading Hastings High in the girls' contest. Waverly came to Hastings, beat the Lady Tigers 46-21. We're at halftime of the boys' game. It is Beatrice 27, Hastings High 21. We'll be back with period number three in 90 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Oohs and Ahs level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Tiger Den in Hastings at Hastings High School. Blaine Bulis with you and boys high school basketball here tonight. We are at halftime and Beatrice leads the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 27-17. The Tigers led it 12-8 after the first quarter, but were outscored again 19-5 in that second quarter. And the Orangemen get seven in the quarter from Trey Bardsley, six from Matt Fuon. And they had 13 of the 19 in that quarter for the Orangemen. And the Orangemen have jumped out to a 10-point lead, 27-17. So Hastings High looks to even their record at 3-3 heading into that conference tournament next week. They will have three games in 3 days, just like the girls, just like all the other teams in that tournament next week. And the Beatrice Ball Clubs will go and play next Thursday and Friday at the Aurora Holiday Tournament. The Beatrice will send out in the third quarter play Trey Bardsley, Jordan Harlan, Blake Ruiz, Tandon Dorn, and Matt Fuyon. Tigers will send out Brady Menke, Cade Welke, Patrick Opperman, Mark Gooden, and Tyler Rebarger. Tigers will shoot at the basket to our right in front of the Hastings High bench, Beatrice to the left in front of their bench, and head coach Jim Weeks. And Weeks has a son on this basketball team, Jackson Weeks, 6'1 senior guard, has not played here tonight, but his son, and Jalen Weeks, another son of Coach Weeks, on the junior varsity of the Beatrice Orangemen. Tiger basketball to start the quarter. They are down 27-17 here at halftime. Patrick Opperman plays it in on the far sideline. Does to Brady Menke. Tipped away immediately from him. The ball on the floor. It's going to be picked up in the backcourt by Bardsley. So the Tigers turn it over for the 11th time right out of the gate. Can't get the ball inbounds. They turn it over, and Bardsley front court for Beatrice. Orange and black of Beatrice. Orange and black of Hastings High. Ruiz to Bardsley. Man-to-man Tiger defense. Been that way all evening long. Dorn to Ruiz. Blake with it. Lob inside to Fuyon. Will shoot. Score. It will count. He's fouled on the play. Matt Fuyon working well inside. Didn't score in the first quarter, but had six in the second quarter. Missed three free throws, too. Cade Welke picks up the foul. His second to the line to try to complete this three-point play. Matt Fuyon, 29-17. The basket and one. Fuyon free throw rolls off there. No good. And he's two out of six from the line. 29-17, Orangemen, early in period number three. Front court Menke for Hastings High. Brady, right side pass to Mark Gooden on the right wing. Gets a screen, goes to his left. Gooden still with the dribble. Still with it, gives up the dribble now. Top of the key pass to Rebarger, left side to Opperman. Man-to-man defense for Beatrice. Welke steps out, doesn't take the shot. Rebarger to Opperman. Patrick will take the three in the air. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Welke, and he's bumped from behind. Cade Welke working well inside. Foul going to be called on Matt Fuyon. Non-shooting situation. Quickly into the game, Derek Faxon, the senior for Fuyon, picks up his second foul. Fuyon out, Faxon in for Beatrice. Non-shooting foul situation. Menke throws it in to Rebarger. Tyler with it, lob inside to Welke. Can't control it, picked up by Ruiz. Turnover Tigers. Front court now, Bardsley. Spins inside the lane. Shot put up, no good, rolls off the rim. But a travel called on Trey Bardsley. Fifth turnover on Beatrice. I have him for only five. 6:50, clock runs third quarter, 29-17 Beatrice. No points yet in this quarter by the Tigers. Brady Menke with it. Right side to Rebarger. He's in the corner. To Gooden. Mark with it, tipped away, stolen out of there. Quick hands by Tandon Dorn on the steal. Front court pass for Bardsley, tipped out of bounds by Brady Menke before Bardsley can get it, and the Tigers will stay on defense. And Fuyon quickly back in for Beatrice. Someone will have to leave, and it's going to be Jordan Harlan. And Beatrice will throw it in. Dorn will play it in, does to Bardsley. Into the lane, runner up and rolls off, no good. Getting his own rebound as Bardsley fakes, shoots, scores this time. Ray Bardsley with nine, 31-17, Beatrice's largest lead at 14. Tigers there just, and Bardsley get an offensive rebound, had an open shot in the lane, got his own rebound, and didn't contest the shot very well on the rebound attempt, and he scored. Pass inside, thrown away by the Tigers. Turn it over for the 14th time for this quarter already in the first 2 minutes. 31-17, Beatrice. Backcourt pressure, Hastings High inbounded to Bardsley. Trey with it. Now the Tigers will fall back on defense. And Rebarger will pick up Bardsley into the front court now as Bardsley. Trey with it, 5'9 senior. Defense Rebarger spins with the ball. Bardsley, top of the key, right side now to Tandon Dorn. 6 foot senior, controls the ball, tipped away from him. Tigers try to save it on the near sideline. They can't. Tigers going for the steal, almost had it. Good hustle there by Hastings High, but they can't control that basketball on the near sideline. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Beatrice basketball with 5:44 to go third quarter. Tigers down here now by 14. Beatrice taking over this game in the big second quarter. Now move that lead up to 14 points. Tandon Dorn, front court. Flips a pass down to Barsley, left alone for three. It's up and good. The defender went for the steal, didn't get it. Barsley was all alone, and he buried a three-pointer to double the lead up to 17. Timeout Hastings High. We'll take one with 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Beatrice 34, Hastings High 17. We're back in 30 seconds.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
It's a 7-0 shutout so far in this quarter for the Orangemen of Beatrice. They've upped their lead to 34-17, and the Tigers are going to have to make some hay here in a quick amount of time. 2.5 minutes gone. The Tigers have the basketball, and Brady Mankey comes into the front court for the Tigers. Mankey now will slow it up, dribble it back out between the rings to Gooden, top of the key, Mark with it. Right side to Rebarger. Tyler lost control, now has to run it down, but does near the near sideline. Opperman, Gooden inside to Welke, pass out to Rebarger. No play inside, the Tigers can't penetrate. It's just man-to-man, can't get anything much inside here tonight. Gooden with it, inside to Welke, back out to Menke. Menke to Rebarger, top of the key. 4:44 to go in the third. To Gooden, 17-footer baseline. No good. Rebounded out of there by Derek Faxon of Beatrice. So the Tigers work the offense, get a pretty good shot, but it doesn't fall. And Barsley has it front court to Dorn. Tandon has it top of the key to Blake Ruiz. Left side now to Barsley. To Faxon. To Dorn, deep in the right corner. Beatrice in no hurry here. They're running their offense against the Tiger defense. In the lane, Barsley, left-handed shot. Scoop shot, he hits the floor. Basketball goes in. 7 this quarter, 14 in the game for Trey Barsley. 4:05 to go. Quick timeout again. Hastings High, 4:05 to go. Third quarter, this one giving away from the Tigers quickly. Beatrice 36, Hastings High 17. We're back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And you are listening to high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. 4:05 to go in the third quarter, and Beatrice has scored 9 points this quarter. The Tigers have none. It's 36-17 Beatrice. Except for Duong in the game. Ty Anderson in for the Tigers. Opperman stays on the floor. Rebarger on the floor. Eric Gavrick checks in, the 6'7 junior for the Tigers. They have the ball, but they're down by 19. Tigers led by 4 after the first quarter, but were outgunned by 14 in the second quarter, trailed by 10 at the half. Been outscored 9-0 this quarter, and it's up to 19-point lead for Beatrice. Opperman now to Gavrick, to Duang. Scepter with the top of the key, right side to Rebarger. Tigers work against this man-to-man defense. They're running their offense, but Beatrice playing well on defense. Duang with it. Scepter right side to Rebarger. Tyler Rebarger with the basketball. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops. Shoots from 14 in the hole. Field goal. Tyler Rebarger the first for the Tigers. That was at the 3:25 mark. The Tigers scored 36-19. Front court Bardsley to Ruiz. Blake Ruiz for Beatrice. Into the lane. Spins. He's held in the play. Shot goes down. It'll be before the shot, the foul on the Tigers. Tyler Rebarger picks up the foul. Checking into the game for the first time, John Polishki. 5'11 senior, Polishki, first appearance. Going out of the game. Nope, Zach Decker's going to stay in there. Tannen Dorn's going to go out. So John Polishki, 5'11 senior, first appearance for the Orangemen. 3:10 to go in the third quarter, 36-19 Beatrice. Ruiz drives the baseline, puts it up, shot short. Gavrik with the rebound for the Tigers. Rebarger. Tyler runs to our right into the front court for Hastings High Tigers to Gavrik. Eric with it. Gavrik to Ty Anderson. Anderson top of the key to Rebarger. To Opperman. Left alone. Gets free from the defense. Three-pointer off the front of the iron. No good. The rebound by Ruiz. Long front court pass to Zach Decker. Decker runs it down in the corner for Beatrice. Shot put up by Barsley from three. Is going to be long or short. No good. Rebounded by Ruiz, puts up the shot. No good, but Ruiz fouled on the play by the Tigers. Foul called. Oh, except for Duong, that's his second. To the line to shoot two is going to be Blake Ruiz. 6 points for Blake, three field goals all in the first half. 36-19. Free throw up and no good on the first of two. Will Reimer checks in. Brogan Shea for the Tigers. Going out is Opperman and Rebarger. 36-19 as Ruiz missed the first free throw. 2:33 to go, third quarter. Second free throw rolls off. No good. Brogan Shea with the rebound for Hastings High to Will Reimer in the backcourt, and Reimer will dribble it into the scoring zone for the Tigers. Down here by 17. Anderson to Brogan Shea to Gavrik. To Duong, run behind him, but Anderson gets it for the Tigers. Ty with it inside the lane to Shea. Now it's pass inside, going to be picked off. Turnover, Tigers 15. Ruiz with the basketball. Steal there by the Orangemen. Tannen Dorn back in, has the ball for Beatrice. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 36-19, Beatrice. Inside, working the basketball. Shot going to be up, no good. Short this time by Jordan Harlan. Tigers come out of there with it. Anderson, front court for Hastings. Ice bumped from behind by Jordan Harlan. Third on Harlan. 1:46 to go in the third. Tiger basketball non-shooting situation. First appearance for the 6'5 senior Marco Vigna. Marco Vigna into the game. Bardsley back in for John Polishki for Beatrice. So the first appearance by the 6'5 senior Marco Vigna, foreign exchange student for the Tigers. Vigna in there. Tigers tried inbound, knocked out of bounds by Tannen Dorn. 1:45 to go in the third quarter. 36-19 Beatrice. Vigna now will throw it in for Hastings High. Does to Duong. It's on the near sideline. Scepter has to come all the way to the scorer's table to run down the basketball that he does. Now it's Brogan Shea, the Vigna, the Duong. Scepter in the lane, tipped away from him. Tipped. Beatrice gets a steal, long front court pass to Ruiz. He will stop, shoot, and score. Blake Ruiz off the steal scores. He has eight, 38-19 Beatrice. Up by 19 once again with 1:20 to go in the third. Will Reimer for the Tigers. The offensive zone. Beatrice in control of this one. Gain control in the second quarter, and they're going pretty much full throttle. Three for Reimer's good. Will Reimer for three, his first basket, 38-22. The Tigers need a couple of more of those in a row and a quick timeout. Tigers 104 to go in the third quarter. Hastings trails Beatrice. Beatrice 38, Hastings 22, back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
1 minute and 4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Play back in. Hastings trails Beatrice 38-22. Tannen Dorn, front court for the black and orange of Beatrice. Pass is going to be wide of the target. Beatrice turns it over. I have them for only six turnovers in the game. The Tigers will have the basketball. Will Reimer backcourt, 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Tigers down by 16, down by as many as 19 in the game. Dwang with it to Brogan Shea. Inside to Gavrik, will go off of someone and out of bounds, off a Beatrice Orangeman. The Tigers will throw it in with 38 seconds to play in the third quarter. Tigers have no starters on the floor right now. Dwang inbounds to Vigna. Marco with it to Will Reimer, and he's bumped by Tandon Dorn. Fourth team foul on Beatrice, only three on the Tigers. 35 seconds to go, third quarter, 38-22. Dwang with it for the Tigers. Scepter between the rings, holds the ball right side to Brogan Shea. Man-to-man Beatrice defense. Vigna in the corner. Marco to Reimer. Top of the key, Dwang. Scepter looks inside. Pass going to be picked off and stolen out of there by Zach Decker. Tigers turn it over for the 16th time. And Bardsley will control, and Beatrice will go for the final shot with 10 seconds to go, leading 38-22. Trey Bardsley with it. Gets a screen to his right, goes to his left, inside the lane, puts up the runner, off the glass, and good. Bardsley with two more, and he has 16 in the game, and that's going to end the third quarter of play. The field goal by Bardsley to end the third. After three, Beatrice 40. Hastings High 22, back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. Hastings High School and Beatrice and Boys High School basketball here tonight for you. Beatrice Orangeman outscored the Tigers of Hastings 13-5 in that third quarter of play. The Tigers now have scored only 10 points in the last two quarters, scored 12 in the first, only 10 in the last two combined. They're now down by 18, 40. To 22. Trey Bardsley was 16. He had 9 in that third quarter. So the Orangemen, they're only Achilles heel denies when their free throw shooting there. 4 of 11 from the free throw line, but they still have an 18-point lead, and they have the ball to start this fourth quarter. Tandon Dorn has the basketball. The Tigers have Mankey and Welke and Gooden and Opperman and Rebarger on the floor. Ruiz, Bardsley, Dorn, Harlan, and Puyan out there for the Orangemen. They have the ball, and they'll be in no big hurry here. Bardsley right side to Dorn. Early fourth quarter, 40, Beatrice, 22, Hastings High. Waverly girls beat Hastings High, 46-21 in the girls' game here tonight. Beardsley in the lane. His shot going to be off the back iron, no good, and a whistle. There's a foul going to be called on the rebounding attempt. On Jordan Harlan of the Beatrice Orangeman. Zach Decker, the 6'1 junior in, and on the fourth foul, and Jordan Harlan, he will sit for a little bit. Tiger basketball, and the Tigers got some work to do here, a lot of work to do in the final 7-10, and Menke has it. Lost the ball, quick hands by Dorn. Beatrice comes up there with it. Ruiz to Dorn, one-on-one. Dorn drives, shoots off the glass, and rim and good. Tandon Dorn has four. 42-22, Beatrice largest lead at 20 now. 40-22, basket and one there for the Tigers. Cade Welke scores, and he's fouled on the play for the Tigers. Third point for Cade. They'll go to the line to shoot two. 42-24, so Welke with the basket and one. Foul called on Matt Puyan, his third. Cade Welke, left-handed free throw up and in and out. No good, wouldn't stay down. So Welke gets the two-point play. 42-24. Beatrice, Bardsley from the corner, off the iron, no good. Rebound inside there by Fuyan. Passes it back out, tipped out of bounds by the Tigers' Mark Gooden. So Beatrice will control far sideline. They'll play it in. 6:41 to go in the ballgame. 18-point Beatrice lead. 7-point run and a 19-5 second quarter. for Beatrice over the Tigers, propelling the Orangemen to the lead here. And Beatrice has the basketball. Lake Ruiz, top of the key now. They play it on the right side to Tandon Dorn. Dorn now to Decker. Ruiz, deep left wing, shot going to be short. Battlefart picked up by Barsley. His shot no good. Gooden rebounds for the Tigers. So Trey Barsley moved in there, got an offensive rebound, and missed the shot this time. Tigers Gooden with the board. Tigers front court, Rebarger with it. 6:05 to go. Gooden dishes off to Wilkie. He'll get inside. He hits the deck, and he's fouled on the play. Cade Wilkie will go to the line and shoot two for the Tigers. Down here by 18 with 6:02 to go. The foul was on Zach Decker. It's going to be a timeout before the Tigers shoot these free throws. Timeout on the floor with 6:02 to go in the ballgame. Beatrice 42, Hastings High 24. We're back in 30 seconds.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Only 7 points this half for the Hastings High Tigers. They are behind it. They've been outscored 15-7 in this half of play. And they now trail it 42-24. This basketball game was taken over by the Beatrice Orangemen. In the second quarter of play, they have their run in the second quarter. In the big second quarter, they turn this thing around, and they have kept things pretty much full throttle since then, and they lead it 42-24 with 6:02 to go in the ballgame, and Cade Wilkie's to the free throw line to shoot a pair for the Tigers. Free throw up and good. 4 points for Cade, 42-25. Welke will eye the second, lets it go in the hole. Four this quarter for Cade, 42-26. Tigers down by 16, with still 5:58 to go, and Tandon Dorn crosses the timeline for Beatrice. Front court now to Zach Decker. Decker deep on the left wing. Beatrice will be in no hurry here. They have a big lead, and they've been working their offense against this Tiger man-to-man all evening long, so they're going to look for that open shot. Not be in any big hurry to shoot. There's a pass deflected by Mark Gooden. It goes off of Beatrice's Matt Bouillon, and it'll be a turnover on the Orangemen. Tiger basketball. Blake Ruiz checks back in. Zach Decker goes out for the Orangemen. 5:36 to go in the ballgame. Tigers throw it in. Opperman to Menke. 16-point deficit facing the Tigers. Front court, Brady Menke. Right side to Rebarger. To Menke on the baseline. He will drive. Left-handed shot up. Going to be off there. No good. Pulled out of there by Derek Faxon for the Orangemen. Faxon now to Ruiz. Front court is Blake, 6'5", senior. Behind the three-point arc in the corner to Fuyan. Top of the key to Bardsley. Outside to Faxon. Faxon gives up his dribble, passes to Ruiz. Tigers have only three team fouls, so they've got some to give here. Ruiz pass going to be picked off by Rebarger. Turnover number 8. On Beatrice, there's a pass picked off. Tigers turn it right back over. Steal by Dorn. He will drive, shoot, and miss. On the baseline, four players on the floor. They go for that loose ball. And it's going to be a foul on Beatrice's Matt Fuyan. That's 4 on Matt. 8 points in the game for Fuyan. John Polishki, the senior, comes in. Blake Ruiz comes out. 4:47 to go. By 4 fouls on the starter Fuyan. Beatrice still has that 16-point lead, and the Orangemen are over the 6-foul limit. So 1-1 for Brady Menke. Free throw up and good. Menke's first point of the game earns that bonus. 1 point for Brady, 42-27. Tigers have scored the last 5, have cut it to 15. Menke's free throw good, makes them both. 42-28. Tigers on a six-point run. Eric Gavrik in for Patrick Opperman for the Tigers. 4:47 to go. Again, the Tigers only three team fouls, so they still got three to give. So they can maybe take some chances on defense. They got to force some turnovers here, maybe go for some steals. Down with the clock moving, down by 14, but they've scored the last six. Driving the baseline, Barsley, he's hacked on the play as he goes to the hoop. Shooting that ball. It's Barsley fouled by Rebarger, his third. Trey Barsley to go the line to shoot to. 16 in the game for Barsley, has not attempted a free throw. Had all 16 points in the second and third quarter, didn't score in the first. Slow start for Beatrice, had only 8 points. Barsley makes the first, he has 17. 42-29, breaks the six-point Hastings high run. 43-28, 44-28 as Barsley makes them both. So the Tigers down again by 16, 44-28. Gavrik with the basketball, front court underneath the Dwang. Scepter turns, shoot shot short, rebounded by Wilkie. His shot knocked out of bounds, blocked out of bounds. By Matt Fuyon, Tigers will throw it in. 4:16 to play, 44-28 Beatrice. McRuiz back into the game for Beatrice. Matt Fuyon with four fouls will go out. And Jim Weeks too concerned about Matt's four fouls. Beatrice nursing a 16-point lead. Well, they have been a little suspect. Inbounds pass picked off. Tigers turn it over, throwing it in on the inbounds play. Turnover number 18 on the Tigers. Beatrice, 4 out of 4 from the line this, 2 out of 2 from the line this quarter, 6 out of 13 from the free throw line, so they have missed 7 free throws. Tigers with only 14 fouls, maybe forced to foul a lot in the final 4 minutes. We're at 3:50, 44-28. Barsley with it for Beatrice on the left wing, takes some dribbles, goes to his left, nice first step, shot up and good. Barsley with that quick step has 20. 46-28, Beatrice by 18. Inside to Welkie for the Tigers. He'll put it up with the left hand off the glass and good. 6 this quarter, 7 in the game for Welkie. 46-30, Orangemen. They have the basketball in the backcourt. The Tigers not with the full court pressure. Rebarger will pick up Barsley in the backcourt. Barsley into the scoring zone. 3:15 to play, 46-30, Orangemen. Dorn with it. To Barsley. 20 points on the night for Barsley. Swing it around to the right. Do the Orangemen. Eric Faxon has it. To Dorn. Dorn will dribble it back out now between the rings. Beatrice going to slow things up here a little bit. Looking for the high percentage shot. Forcing the Tigers to chase. The Tigers still with 2 fouls to give. Dorn now to Barsley. 2:45. Clock runs. Fourth quarter. Faxon now with it. Faxon now gives up his dribble, pass back out to Tandon Dorn. The senior has it. Again, 8 seniors on this roster of 11 for Beatrice. Polishki with it, deep in the corner now. Back out, Barsley, Polishka, Ruiz, Barsley. Beatrice has had it for about a minute. There's a pass inside, and the Orangemen lose it out of bounds. So turnover number 9 on Beatrice. Patrick Opperman, Rogan Shea, Will Reimer, Ty Anderson in. Gavrik goes out. Rebarger goes out. Menke goes out. Welkie goes out. Tigers having to chase a lot there. Bring in 4 new guys. Scepter Dwang stays out on the floor. 2:15 clock runs in the ballgame. 46-30. Reimer for Hastings High School. Up there with Dwang and Shea and Anderson and Opperman. Rogan Shea for the Tigers. Man-to-man defense by Beatrice to Opperman. In the lane. Knocked away from him. Basketball on the floor, and about a scrum goes, about 5 of them on the floor or on a knee or on both knees in front of the Hastings High basket with 1:59 to play. Alternate possession on the jump ball stays with Hastings High, 46-30. Halftime of the boys basketball game at Sandy Creek, it was St. Cecilia 24, Sandy Creek 15. St. Cecilia beat Sandy Creek in the girls game. Dwang inbounds, going to be picked off by Dorn, turnover Tigers. Barsley front court, and Beatrice will slow it up here with 1:53 clock runs. The basketball game, 16-point Beatrice lead. They have led by as many as 20 in the game earlier this quarter, 42-24. Orangemen take control in the second quarter. Again, they have not let up on the throttle. Inside shot put up and good. Derek Faxon with the field goal. He has four, and it's 48-30. Timeout on the floor. Beatrice after the shot and basket. 48-30, and Jim Weeks is going to clear his bench for Beatrice. Going to get some new guys in the game. We'll take a timeout. 1:32 to go in the ball game. Beatrice, 48. Hastings High, 30. We're back in 30 seconds.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Hastings High School, well, we're going to play out the final 92 seconds. Beatrice over Hastings High by the score 48-30. New people in the game, Jackson Weeks, 6'1 senior for Beatrice. Also sending in, looks like, Jalen Weeks. Both Jalen Weeks, 23, listed on the junior varsity roster, so it looks like both sons of Coach Jim Weeks into the game. Also in the game for Beatrice, a number we don't have on the roster, a 45, so one of those situations. We're not sure the number of that young man. Other player into the game for Beatrice, Austin Goose, and there's a shot put up, no good by Dwang, and the rebound by that mystery man, number 45 for Beatrice there. They have the basketball, 108 to go, 48-30, Beatrice in the lead. They have the basketball, and dribbling it now is Riley Zimmerman, a 5'10 sophomore for Beatrice. They control this basketball. Jackson Weeks, the senior for Beatrice. Top of the key now to Austin Goosen, who's in the game. Goosen, a 6'4 senior. And a lot of seniors on this roster. In this deep, they have seniors playing. Beatrice with the ball. 42 seconds to go. The clock continues to run. It's 48-30 in favor of the Beatrice Orangemen. And they will go to 5-0 on the year, headed for the Aurora Holiday Tournament. Next week, they'll join St. Cecilia, Aurora, and Norfolk Catholic. Boys and girls there next Thursday and Friday. Hastings High will head for the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference Tournament next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Moore off the bench coming in for Beatrice. Everybody who had brought a uniform along getting into the game tonight for the Orangemen. And again, a number of these guys, looks like Nate Raines, a 6-foot freshman, maybe checking in for Beatrice, if the roster for the freshman is correct here. We got a Chris West, another freshman. The Tigers steal the inbounds pass. Reimer now to Anderson. He will drive, shoot, and score. Ty Anderson, after this Tiger steal, scores his 6th point. And the Tigers make it 48-32. Final 11 seconds in the basketball game. Beatrice with the ball. Looks like the Orangemen will dribble this thing out as they are now committing a foul on the play. The Tigers get Matt Karloff, a 6'2 junior, into the game. First appearance by Matt. Marco Vigna also in the game. 16 fouls. The Tigers not over the limit. 4 seconds to go. That's not going to matter because this basketball game is going to end in 4 seconds. Inbounded, and Beatrice will hold the basketball. And the basketball game has come to an abrupt conclusion, and that's it. The final score, Beatrice 48, Hastings High 32. The Orangemen have a 19-5 margin of outscoring the Tigers in the second quarter. Take control of the game there. Go on to win the game by 16. Final score, Beatrice 48, Hastings High 32. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Well, welcome back to the Tiger Den. Hastings High Tiger boys dropped this one to the Beatrice Orangemen by the score of 48-32. Hastings High had the lead after one quarter in this game, 12-8. The Tigers, in fact, led 12-6 late in the first quarter, led 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. But Beatrice starts to take the game over in the second quarter, put up some offensive numbers that second quarter. They outscored the Tigers 19-5 in the second quarter. Hastings High led 14-12 in that second quarter. Beatrice goes on a seven-point run, went up 19-14, extended that lead out to 10 at halftime, 27-17. At the point when it was 14-12, Beatrice outscores Hastings High 36-18 in the ball game, doubling up the score 36-18 at that point. Beatrice led 27-17 at the half, extended that lead to 40-22 at the end of three. Beatrice got the lead up to 20 early in the fourth, 42-22, and it was all over at that point, 42-22. The final score, 48-32, as the Orangemen behind the 20 points of Trey Bardsley, all 20 in the final three quarters, took control in the second quarter, went on to win it by the score of 48-32. We had the Tigers run officially 19 turnovers, only about 9 or 10 on the Beatrice, looks like 10 on the Beatrice Orangemen here tonight. Beatrice only 6 out of 13 from the line, the Tigers 9 out of 13, but Beatrice does it with the good defense. The Tigers can't penetrate much inside, forced to shoot from the outside, and Beatrice gets that offense going in the second and third quarter. They outscore the Tigers 32-10 in the middle two quarters, go on to win it 48-32. For Hastings High, Cade Welke had 7 points, 6 points for Tyler Rebarger, 6 for Ty Anderson, 4 for Patrick Opperman, 3 for Will Reimer, 2 each for Brady Menke, Eric Gavrik, and Scepter Duong in the game. Again, the Tigers 9 out of 13 from the free throw line, 17 first-half points, 15 second-half points, 32 for the night. The Tigers now 2-4 on the season. For the Beatrice Orangemen, Trey Bardsley led the way with 20 points. Again, all 20 in the final three quarters. 8 apiece for Matt Fouillon. Matt had 6 in the first half, 2 in the second. 8 points for Blake Ruiz. 4 apiece for Derek Faxon and Tandon Dorn. And 2 apiece for Jordan Harlan and Zach Decker. For the Orangemen, 6 out of 13 from the line, 27 first-half points, 21 second-half points, 48 for the game for the Orangemen. They win at 48-32. They are now 5-0 on the season. So the Hastings High boys drop at 48-32. The Hastings High girls drop the first game of the evening to the Waverly girls by the score of 46-21, as the Tigers could manage only 6 field goals in the basketball game and 7 free throws, and they were beaten 46-21 to fall to 0-6. On the basketball season. So that will do it for the play-by-play portion of things. The Hastings High drops the girls and the boys games. But stay tuned. We still have more programming for you. The Player of the Game program coming up next. We'll name our Hastings High players of the game in this doubleheader loss. And then the coach's post-game show. We hope to hear from Scott Rosno, the head basketball coach of the Hastings High boys, in just a few minutes. Play-by-play takes care of that. The final scores here tonight in the girls' game, Waverly 46, Hastings High 21. In the boys' game, Beatrice 48, Hastings High 32. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game show is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. This is the Player of the Game program. The Hastings High girls dropped this one tonight, 46-21 to Waverly. The Hastings High boys on the short end of the score to Beatrice. Beatrice 48, Hastings High 32. In the girls' contest, Zoe Mays led the way with seven for the Tigers. Only four Tigers scored in the basketball game, and the Tigers' Mays had seven. Kate Wilkie had seven to lead the way for the Hastings High boys. Ty Anderson and Tyler Rebarger each had six. Tigers just not much offense in either one of these basketball games tonight. The boys score 32. The girls score 21. But despite the losses, we'll still name our players of the game for Hastings High. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Back at the Tiger Den, okay, in these losses, we'll give the player of the game on the girls' side to Zoe May. She had seven lead the way, had a three-pointer and a two-point field goal, a couple of free throws in the game, and Zoe tried to do some offensive things for the Tigers, and she led the way with 7 points scored, so the senior Zoe May is going to be our player of the game for the girls in their loss tonight, and a pretty good battle inside tonight. 6 fourth-quarter points for Kate Welke and one in the first half. Kate with 3 free throws made, a couple of misses there, and a couple field goals, 7 points. So Kate Welke will be our player of the game, the senior on the boys' side of things, as the Hastings High Tiger girls lose to Waverly, 46-21. The Hastings High boys drop it to Beatrice, a score 48-32. But our players of the game will be senior Zoe Mays on the girls' side and senior Kate Welke on the boys' side in the losses tonight for the Hastings High School basketball team. Stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back at the Tiger Den, Blaine Bulis with you. We wait, we hope, to hear from Scott Rosno, the boys basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers, as the Tigers drop this one to Beatrice, 48-32 of this evening. This is the coach's post-game show. So Hastings High now on the season at 2-4, and the Tigers are done now until they have play in the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference Tournament next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Lexington. And the Tigers will open up against Kearney on the boys' side of things at Lexington at 7:15 next Wednesday night. Tigers win or lose, and we'll play at 3:45 Thursday afternoon, December 29th. And, of course, depending on what happens on Thursday, they will play again on Friday. They play for all 8 places, so all these teams will get 3 games in this Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference Tournament. Boys division at Lexington. Tigers started out with Kearney next Wednesday night at 7:15. The Hastings High girls will start against Columbus next Wednesday, the 28th, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Winner Tigers will play 2 o'clock on Thursday, and again, depending on what happens Thursday, they'll play once again Friday. So Hastings High girls at 2 against Columbus next Wednesday. Hastings High boys against Kearney next Wednesday night at 7:15 in the first round of the conference postseason tournament. Next Wednesday, and all the teams will play 3 games in that tournament. So the Tigers of Hastings High will be in that tournament next week. The boys now 2-4. The girls 0-6 on the basketball season. The Beatrice Orangemen on the boys' side here go to 5-0 in the year, and the Orangemen will head over to the Aurora Holiday Tournament next Thursday and Friday, the 29th and 30th of December. They'll join St. Cecilia, host Aurora, and Norfolk Catholic. Quite a 4-team tournament. That's girls and boys tournament, the 29th and 30th. You can hear the St. Cecilia games, all 4 of them, right here on 1230 KHAS Radio on the 29th and the 30th of December. And you can hear the Adams Central games on ESPN 1550 KICS at the Minden tournament on December 29th and the 30th. Let's take our final timeout, and we'll be back and hopefully hear from Coach Scott Rosno after this timeout on the Coach Speaks program.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Back at the Tiger Den, we'll wrap things up here. Looks like Coach Rosno will still be chatting maybe a little bit with his players after this loss tonight to Beatrice, 48-36. Correct one thing, this is not officially called the Coach Speak Show. This is nothing but net. This is a basketball. Coach Speak Show is football, so nothing but net program. And our thanks to the Auto Glass Experts for their sponsorship of this program all season long here on 1230 KHS and all of our fine sponsors. A girls' game tonight won by Waverly by the score of 46-21. And the girls' side of things, the Tigers fall to 0-6 on the basketball season heading into that conference tournament next week. The Tigers with only 9 first-half points, 12 in the second half, and don't dent double figures in any of the 4 quarters. Score only 21 in the game. The Lady Tigers have only 6 field goals total in that contest. The Beatrice boys beat Hastings High in the boys' contest here tonight, 48-32. The Tigers led 12-8 after 1. Beatrice goes on a 19-5 run in the second quarter to lead the Tigers 27-17 at halftime, outscore the Tigers 13-5 in the second quarter. So the Orangemen score 32 in the middle 2 quarters. The Tigers score only 10. Orangemen take control in the second and third quarter, go on to the 16-point win, 48-32. And the Tigers fall to 2-4 as they head for the conference tournament next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Lexington. Well, that will do it here from Hastings High, and that will do it for our high school basketball coverage here on 1230 KHS. For our pre-Christmas break, of course, all the schools go into a moratorium now. No practices, no games for the next 5 days. Practices and games can start up again next Wednesday, the 29th, and that's when it will start for Hastings High. It will start for St. Cecilia and Adams Central's teams next Thursday and Friday. And St. Cecilia did play tonight at Sandy Creek in the girls' game. Final score, St. Cecilia 42, Sandy Creek 39. And the last report at halftime, St. Cecilia was leading Sandy Creek 24-15 in the boys' contest. We will have plenty more high school basketball for you on our family of stations of Platte River Radio after 5-day moratorium. And next week, including those tournaments from Aurora and tournaments also in for Adams Central over at Minden. So that will do it. The final score here tonight, the final scores here tonight, the Waverly girls 46, the Hastings High girls 21, and the boys contest, Beatrice 48, Hastings High 32. That'll do it from Hastings High. Have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, great New Year. Thank you for listening. For producer-engineer John Dibbern, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend and a happy holiday season.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.